It's The Current's Music News, our daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Tuesday, January 22nd. This is Jade. And is there an artist you wish you could mute? Spotify wants to give you that option. Plus, Vampire Weekend is teasing their new album in a very calming and soothing way. But before we get to any of that, let's check out a few of today's music headlines. The Oscars may not have a host, but they have announced the nominees, and the music movies that we've been talking about all year are leading the way. A Star is Born is coming in with 8 nominations, including one for Lady Gaga as Best Actress, Bradley Cooper as Best Actor, Sam Elliott for Supporting Actor, Best Adapted Screenplay, Cinematography, and Sound Mixing nominations, plus Best Picture, and Lady Gaga and Mark Ronson are up for Best Original Song for Shallow. Other music nominations? Kendrick Lamar and SZA's contribution to the Black Panther soundtrack. Diane Warren's I'll Fight, that's for RBG, performed by Jennifer Hudson. So I'll The Place Where Lost Things Go from Mary Poppins Returns, sung by actress Emily Blunt.
Well, maybe all those things that you love so are waiting in the place where the lost things go.
And David Rawlings and Gillian Welch's When a Cowboy Trades His Spurs for Wings from the Ballad of Buster Scruggs, performed by Tim Blake Nelson and Willie Watson. Okay, so where's the Bohemian Rhapsody love? Do not fear. It's nominated for Best Picture, and Rami Malek is up for Best Actor for his portrayal of Freddie Mercury. The show airs on ABC on February 24th.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide.
French police have detained singer Chris Brown and 2 other people, his bodyguard and a friend, on Monday on suspicion of aggravated rape and drug violations, according to multiple reports. The R&B singer was arrested after a 24-year-old woman said she was raped at the singer's suite at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel on January 15th. She told investigators that she had met the men at a club earlier in the evening. Officials have 2 days to file preliminary charges, or they have to let him go. The Missouri native and sessions guitar legend Reggie Young passed away from heart failure on Thursday. He was at his home just outside Nashville at the age of 82. He was the lead guitarist for the American Sound Studio house band The Memphis Boys, and a sought-after sessions musician playing on records from John Prine, Dusty Springfield, Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, and Waylon Jennings, among others. His most famous appearances were as part of the Memphis Boys at American Studio. There, he played the signature sitar intro on Hooked on a Feeling by B.J. Thomas. He played guitar on Son of a Preacher Man by Dusty Springfield, Sweet Caroline by Neil Young, and Suspicious Minds by Elvis Presley. Young was nominated for a Grammy and performed at the Kennedy Center in honor of Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson. In 2008, the Country Music Hall of Fame recognized Young as a Nashville cat and recalled a quote from Eric Clapton's autobiography, where Clapton wrote, "As for technique, tons of white American guitar players were better than me. Reggie Young, for example, was one of the best guitarists I ever heard." Listen for his guitar in the Box Tops' number one hit, The Letter.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home.
Have you ever been listening to a random stream of music, enjoying your afternoon activities, only to be interrupted by an artist you hate? Or maybe you're ready to mute R. Kelly like people have been calling for on social media? Well, Spotify has heard your pleas, and while you might not have noticed it, they've added a feature that allows you to block any artist that you like. The new feature shows up as a toggle switch to turn on or off on the menu bar on each artist's page. And then you can play with no worries. The artist won't play for you, even though they'll still stay in the playlist. If you're ready to go mute happy, just know that it's currently only available on the Spotify mobile app and isn't on the desktop or web player just yet. But this seems like a really welcome compromise to a decision Spotify made last year, if you remember this. They removed songs from XXXTentacion and R. Kelly, and then quickly re-added those songs back into playlists after a backlash from users. Now the power is completely in the hands of the users, who can opt in or mute the artists they want. Our viral hit today comes to us from Vampire Weekend, who announced last week that they have new music coming out this year. So what do we know so far? The long-awaited fourth album is coming out sometime in April or early May. It's going to be called FOTB, whatever the heck that stands for. It's going to be an 18-track double album. And they're releasing two songs this Thursday, and two more two-song releases will be dropped in the next couple of months. So the two songs this week are teased as HH and 2021. And now we know that that HH stands for Harmony Hall. And apparently the band enjoyed the guitar riff from the tune a lot, because today they released a 2-hour-long loop of it for all of us to enjoy. And that's today's music news. You can listen to the 2 full hours of that guitar looping over and over and over, plus catch up on all of today's music news stories at thecurrent.org. I'm Jade. Today's producer is Anna Wagle. And if you want even more music news, you can get it as a Current Music News fan. Find and like us on Facebook, and you'll get behind-the-scenes takes and see the music news that didn't make the cut. Check back in with Jay tomorrow for more music news.